Today is the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany. And here comes Luke again to help us get a better glimpse of our living Lord as God is revealed through Jesus Christ in the world. Last week, you might recall, Luke told us about the call of the three fishermen, Simon Peter, James, and John. Now fast forward to the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus chose 12 apostles from among his disciples. And that particular narrative immediately precedes the Gospel lesson for today. So having chosen his 12 closest advisors and companions, Jesus continued his teaching and healing. We know from Scripture that people stayed with him as they had witnessed or heard about his physical healing and were probably eager to hear his message or to be healed of some form of illness. So today's Gospel reading picks up where Jesus starts his great sermon by telling the gathering what kingdom living is all about and what should be the values and priorities of those who decide to follow him. So my friends, what can we learn about the values taught by Jesus as an expectation for all who wish to follow Christ? They have been described as a standard of conduct, distinct from worldly values, showing what Christ followers can expect from the world and what God will give them. These values emphasize humble service to others. As a code of ethics for the disciples and a standard of behavior for all Christians, Jesus is clarifying his expectations and what is required for godly living of anyone with a desire to follow and to live like him. So we hear Jesus showing his commitment to those who are on the margins of society, as he taught his followers that the poor will inherit the kingdom of God. Those who are hungry will be fed, and he promises joy to those who are weeping. So if we dare to be a disciple and to be more like Jesus, let us practice all the attitudes and the attributes and behaviors from the teachings of Christ. They will challenge the way we live each and every day as we aspire to be like others who express their love for Christ, bring help to the needy, justice to the disadvantaged, hope to those who are unhappy, and the reassurance of God's forgiveness through the power of the Holy Spirit. My friends, these teachings will compel us to look at life through different lenses, the lenses of fairness, the lenses of social relationships, the lenses of accessible resources for all, as we shape our Christian identity and lifestyle as true disciples of Christ. The good news for us is that God is always faithful through our good times and our bad. And God promises to bless us. We know that disciples of Christ include people from all different races, nations, and languages. People who make sacrifices for others by their work, by their deeds, as they proclaim the gospel. For a moment, however, think about people you consider to be true disciples. Some of the people I'm thinking about are not looking for honor, for awards, or recognition. They are people who work faithfully and tirelessly as they try to live for Christ each day of their lives. this parish is blessed with some true and genuine disciples. But I hope you agree that we should be asking the Lord to send more laborers, to share the abundance of opportunities for Christian service right here in this community. So, three thoughts for your consideration. Luke tells us that Jesus came down with the disciples and stood on a level place, not just physically, but to the level of the people who were gathered. And this is symbolic of the relationship that Jesus wanted to forge, an open and communal relationship. It also reveals a pattern for Jesus. For as we recalled from last week, Jesus went into a comfortable space for himself and the people, into a boat, to speak with them, sending a signal about how he plans to minister. Perhaps this could serve as a reminder about our own posture in relating to others when we serve them. Are we coming across as the expert as opposed to coming across as the listener, really wanting to hear the concerns of others and to help in whatever way we can? Are we saying and showing that I am with you as a way of making connection and sending a clear message of support? Yes, my friends, Jesus came on a level playing field. Despite being God, he showed his humanity. Secondly, we question why people came to Jesus, and people still come to Jesus. They certainly had their reasons, didn't they? For they had heard the good news and came with expectations to hear the teachings of Jesus and to be healed. Others also have their reasons as well. And we also have our reasons and expectations, don't we? But I believe that an important lesson for us here at St. George and Young is to remain alert to the many opportunities for welcome and for hospitality, especially to those who are here for the first time. How about offering the welcome mat, discreetly inquiring about their needs and expectations, and how the church can help the person we are walking alongside? Yes, my friends, let us place the welcome mat. Let us be hospitable. Are the values of the kingdom of God relevant and significant today? In recent times, the word freedom has been associated with the COVID-19 guidelines. How could the teachings of Jesus apply? It is feasible that the response of Jesus would be consistent with the teachings from today's gospel. For Jesus has shown a special concern for those on the margins of society. He's in total solidarity with the poor, the hungry, those who are grieving, the widows and orphans. And in our context, we could probably add others who are vulnerable, like those with health concerns and need urgent medical care, those who are on the front line caring for others. These are just a few examples of those who are vulnerable in our society today. Is it feasible that Jesus would encourage those for whom he has a special concern to weep now and laugh later? We know that our limited human understanding does not allow us to recognize God's blessings as they are sometimes disguised as disappointments. You might recall that during the early days of COVID-19, in the pre-vaccination period, people were encouraged to stay at home, unless, of course, there was a strong reason to be out. In many jurisdictions around the world, there were curfews and strict guidelines. And I recall hearing a conversation which presented two perspectives. One person placed an emphasis on the restrictions and the disadvantages and the negatives of staying at home, while the other perspective looked at the opportunities and blessings of being safe at home. Over time, there has been much more attention to the needs of those who have become ill, who have become weak, who are distressed, isolated, or dependent on caregivers. And this has brought into focus that the ultimate trust must be in God. So may we be faithful and remain assured of God's love for us, for each and every one of us. So how about applying the teachings of the Beatitudes to the vaccine equity policies and programs? How about applying the teachings of Jesus to the needs of those who are homeless or have inadequate housing? How about applying the teachings of Jesus to the call to re-examine working conditions, especially for vulnerable workers? You might have noticed that the theme of trust in God is most evident in the lessons for today. Jeremiah contrasts those who trust in mere mortals with those who trust in God. They will be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the streams. They will blossom and grow. The words from Jeremiah. For Christians, according to Paul, that means trusting in the resurrection of Christ. And we know from the gospel reading that Jesus also addressed those who place their trust in human understanding instead of God's promises. The gospel reading for today, the beginning of an important teaching session, is generally regarded as a disapproval of the values of this world, comparing life as we know it to a new way of life. It points to the values of Jesus' new movement to do good, as opposed to using our freedom to do harm. You might recognize the difference that Jesus makes in our lives. Those who are poor will be provided for. Those who are hungry will be fed. And those who are unhappy will be filled with joy. It is also a reminder that Jesus can provide more than physical healing, which was the wish of many in the crowd that followed him. So let us place our trust in God, for he is offering us forgiveness, mercy, and love. And to this we say, thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.